With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump has rallied supporters in Waterford Township, Michigan today. That rally comes 24 hours after a New York judge ordered Mr. Trump and his companies to fork over $355 million in fines plus interest after ruling he had manipulated his net worth in financial statements.
The Democrat club-controlled judge in Gorin has already been reversed four times on this case alone. It's a record, never happened before. Every time we went up, he got reversed, and hopefully the whole thing is going to be thrown out in reverse. And if justice is anything in New York State, we'll win, because New York State's in a lot of problems.
In remarks carried on Newsmax.com, Mr. Trump expressing his feelings, the legal cases against him are all part of an organized effort to stop his candidacy as an opponent to President Biden.
The judges and prosecutors that were dealing with me are essentially all the same, different wrappings, tone, manner, but always the same coordinated and overly nasty result. They are nasty. These are Democrats that definitely hate me. They hate you, too, I have to tell you.
Also at SRNnews.com, Biden administration rolling out a new record-keeping rules for U.S. investment advisors in its continued effort to clamp down on money laundering and illicit finance.
The proposal would require advisors to develop an anti-money laundering program and file reports of clients' suspicious activity with the government. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network Director Andrea Gacki says regulatory gaps can be exploited to launder money and hide illicit wealth. She notes the new regulations for investment advisors would level the regulatory playing field, quote, protect U.S. economic and national security.
That is Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. Well, Americans say churches are having a very positive impact on their communities.
59% of the general public tells the Pew Research Center that local houses of worship and religious organizations are making things better. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to believe this, but nearly half of Democrats also say churches are good for the community. Amongst religious Americans, as you might expect, strong majorities approve of the work that faith groups are doing, but even one-third of non-religious people also say churches are positive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near-total abortion ban rejected by lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates. Both Democrats and Republicans joined in an 8-1 vote in a House subcommittee to kill the measure, which would have prohibited abortions except in cases necessary to save the life of the mother. And this is SRN News. In West Virginia, lawmakers there are pushing to make that state the 12th in the United States to ban smoking in cars with children. Here's John Scott.
The state Senate passed a bill making it a misdemeanor to smoke in a vehicle with a child under 17. The bill goes to the House of Delegates, but people can't be pulled over just for smoking with a child present. West Virginia has the highest use of cigarette smoking among adults in the nation. The CDC says 11 states have that ban. John Scott reporting.
Hall of Fame basketball coach Lefty Driesell has died at his home in Virginia. He rebuilt a number of struggling programs, and over a career spanning some five decades, he won 786 games. Not only coached at Maryland, but also Davidson, James Madison, and Georgia State. More details at SRNnews.com.